All right, Glenn Robertson in the house. He's our mayor. After last night's meeting, Noel, we'll just go ahead and we'll get this since the headline on the paper says, council censoring stirs concerns. You fascist.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen, our fascist communist mayor, Glenn Robertson.
It took a year and a half, but we finally got here.
All right. Okay, now a lot of people are kind of, I guess we had 15 people that were speaking it with concern about this.
No, we had a total of 15 people speak last night, and we had about 7 or 8 of them that were concerned about the citizens' comments.
Well, I have to tell you, before we dive into this, that last night I was eating lasagna with salad at my mom's house. And, you know, the rest of the fam was watching the sing-off. And I was going to go in the other room, and I Dad, come back in here. Come back in here. They were showing me respect. You know, my daughter was going to say, what do you want to watch? My wife says, a city council meeting. So she puts it on Channel 2, and I get some slideshow.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, really? I was thoroughly disappointed. Now, my next question is, are we trying to do an EUB, a LPNL bailout here? Or are we going to sell a Christmas box set of citizen comments to raise money? Okay, what's going on with this?
You know, things had just recently kind of been getting out of hand at citizens' comments. The civility has gone completely out of it. People have got to using it as a platform to air views on the City Channel 2 rather than, you know, instead of giving us information or asking city council questions. Citizens' comments period is set up for, and it's purely voluntary on this council. Nothing in state law says we have to do it. We do it voluntarily because we really want to hear concerns and questions of the citizens. But we had people start taking advantage of it, using it to criticize county officials, state officials, judicial system, things that we have no control over, and the speakers know that. We're headed into election season. During the recall, and this is when it really got out of hand, when we had the recall of Mr. Hernandez, we had people coming and using that for political propaganda. That's not what it's intended for.
So let me ask you this. Define a correct citizen comment. I mean, just, you know, I just had a message sent to me. What is a correct citizen comment?
Any comment is correct, but there are some comments that are not correct to be put on television. Any comment that citizens want to make, we want to hear it, but it is...
As long as it's relative to city council.
Even if it's not relative, they've got the right, or not the right. That's the problem. They think they've got the right. This is a country that all of a sudden we're a country of entitlements. And people, by golly, are entitled to come up there and spew their filth and have it broadcast on TV, and that's not right. And so, you know, if they want to come up to city council and they want to attack council members personally, that's fine. But we're not going to air it on TV for them. And for that to change, it will take somebody making a motion to rescind that resolution that was put in 2005, and it'll take 6 votes to overturn it.
Now, citizen comments, is that different? That's a different section than people who actually signed up to speak that evening?
It is. Citizens' comments, or let's just say it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're driving home and somebody cuts you off and you're mad and you want to go down and tell the council about it. You come down there and you sign up 2 minutes before the meeting starts, and you can have your 3 minutes at the microphone to say anything you wish.
Now, the people that sign up seven days out.
That part is broadcast.
No, that part is not. The part that is broadcast is the one that signed up in advance.
In advance. Okay. And that's, is it 6 days?
It's, you know, we typically print our books on Friday afternoon. We ask people, and we have the same rule for council members that we have as citizens, mm-hmm. is, you know, try to get your stuff in the Thursday before your request to speak, and we'll get you on the agenda, and then you're broadcast. Here again, there's no restrictions on what you can or cannot say from that microphone.
Right.
Well, this is one thing that's interesting to me, because a lot of people are, they're upset about this, and I get it. I get that people are upset.
Well, but I think maybe people don't understand that citizen comments are aired in that respect, where yes. the people who signed up in advance, that is aired.
Well, the thing is, though, is people, I think you hit the nail on the head. People don't understand.
They don't.
You're not cutting off citizens completely from the television broadcast.
And we're not cutting them off at all. Now, right. some of them, yes, we're taking off the broadcast, but people need to understand this is still council meetings are how city council conducts business. We are doing the city's business. We typically have 2 to 3 hours of business that we need to conduct. We need to do it in the most professional and civil atmosphere that we can have. I have waited, and I've been thinking about this for several months, but we had some issues we needed to work through as a council. And quite frankly, we need to lead by example. And so I waited until we had had 2 or 3 months of no drama. This council is really trying to work together, trying to be civil with each other, trying to be professional. And I wanted us to lead the way, and I think we're doing that now. And this was kind of the next step when I found out there was an ordinance out there or a resolution and we were a violation of it. It was a good time for us to put this in effect.
Yeah, let me say this because I never finished my thought on the misunderstanding or people not understanding there. And when you say leading the way and leading by example, there are a lot of times when I notice in the meetings that certain council members are redirected because they don't understand Robert's rules.
Correct.
And the way the meetings are supposed to be governed, and you actually have to defer to the city attorney.
Yes.
To, you know, get a little bit of order. And so the thing is just because you're a citizen does not mean that you are not supposed to follow Robert's rules. And I will tell you this as well, in defense of this resolution and in all fairness, you hear that bell, that little bell, the timer. You know, the timer bell going ding. I mean, you hear, you know, there are a few people who hear it going ding, 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 because they sit there and they never shut up.
Well, and that's the problem. If we don't try to control this to some level, our meetings get hijacked and we have to conduct our business.
Yeah, getting out of there at midnight, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't do that. 7:17, we'll be back. 7:23, good morning. Glenn Robertson in the house after the city council meeting. Just been talking about citizen comments. Not being broadcast. Now, the citizen comment portion that is spontaneous, in other words, the if you just walk up to the meeting, the bottom line here is you just walk up to the meeting 5 minutes before, you're still going to have an opportunity to
correct.
Speak. You were just not broadcasting it on the city television thing.
That is correct.
Right. Nobody's telling you can't speak.
Exactly. You know, we're not. We still want to encourage people to come. Give us their concerns and let us know what they're thinking.
No, in all fairness, the media could show up and they can film citizen comments.
Oh,
they can hear. Anybody
can
sit there with their iPhone or their Android and they can videotape it. They can bring probably their video camera in there.
If you still want your 3 minutes of fame, have your sister sit out the audience with the iPhone, tape it, and put it on YouTube.
Come on down. You're the next speaker on citizen comments. All right. All right. Here's the next thing on the agenda. And this is very, very interesting. Delbert McDougall has been retained or voted as he can remain as the city's master developer for the downtown area.
Correct.
I know a lot of people just have basic in general animosity.
Yes.
Toward people who are extremely successful that know how to get the job done. All right. Number one, do I wish that I could have the same opportunity that he does? Yes. Have I earned that opportunity? No. Do people that make a lot of money and are very successful do it at the expense of others? Yes, because 99% of people that jump into business think they can because their name is theirs. I'm all for this, and I think this is a fantastic model because it is pay per performance. Explain the FIT right. model.
You know, it's been changed. The contract was changed. It was negotiated between the TIF board and the master developer.
Or TIF, not FIT. Sorry,
backwards. Tax Increment Financing Board. And what they recommended to the council last night was a change in the contract to where it's literally cut in half, or a little bit more than half. Probably about 60% of the base pay was cut out over 5 years, and the rest of it's based on performance. He has to produce properties on the tax rolls that actually put money back into the tax coffers before he gets those performance bonuses. So and people are very, very concerned about that. But once you start doing the math and realize that a $10 million building on the tax rolls will get them a one-time payment of $150,000, you start realizing how much money and property it's going to take for that bonus to really jump up, getting anywhere close to what we paid them the last 5 years. So, you know, the problem is in this type of business, it's typically a 7 to 10 year process to really get things going. And the first several years are always where you're doing a lot of the work that you can't see the result. Mm-hmm. So this first 5 years is tough. I will tell you, the other thing is they did Overton. They've done a lot of developing in this town, and as a result, their name is very familiar. And you're correct. You build a natural animosity towards a name. Well, our job as a council is to look at the recommendation, look at the track record, look at what the contract says that we're going to demand and expect, and the fact that it's got a 90-day termination clause, and get the personalities out of it. There are a lot of people that are against this because of the name of the people that are doing it. Well, that's ludicrous. If they're capable of doing the job, you ought to let them. Now, the point is when we put this out for bid 5 years ago, the McDougal Company was the only company that responded. So,
really?
Yes.
Let me tell you what the sentiment is.
That's amazing.
Yes, because it's
people look at this and they look at the area and the ominous task that is before them, and they lean back in their chair and
they're
it
like,
squeaks, and they go,
"Somebody else can have it."
Are you kidding me? This guy's stupid.
Well, yeah,
you know, that's what they're saying.
You're putting
now that he succeeded, you know.
Yeah.
You're putting a reputation on the line. And if you go into a project this big, and the revitalization of downtown is a giant project, and you fail, you have hurt yourself and your company tremendously. So there were no other takers. We are in the middle of the stream. We don't want to change riders.
We might add that there are multiple people that I can't count on both hands and feet with all my fingers and toes that have tried to revitalize one building that have failed. Same building failed under two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in, did the do, and got her done.
So, you know, it was a unanimous vote last night. I think we made a very good decision, and I think we'll start seeing some results.
Yeah. Not saying that I agree with everything that Delbert McDougal does or anything. I mean, if he wants to adopt me, okay, serve me the papers. Come on.
He has done a lot for that downtown area, for sure.
Hey, back with Mayor Glenn Robertson at 7:39. Good morning. KFYO, Collins and Mack, and Glenn Robertson, sullied to the bone. You know, we did
sullied?
That.
We really didn't mean it
sullied?
That way.
Well, we did this. We did the promo. We go to the break, and Glenn goes,
"What's this we business?" It was kind of you.
Well, okay, me. I said this. Okay, guilty. The mayor says, "Well, you know, that's a real nice way to, you know, talk about me." It's like, well, more with the mayor, and then we have some interesting guests coming.
Well, you know, I catch those little subtle comments.
He's like, "What am I, chopped liver?"
That is not the way we meant it.
I'm all right with it, though. Dull is good in my world.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the LP&L power agreement. And, of course, this is front burner, and this is what everybody's got their eye on because it has to do with EUB, LP&L. You know, and really the long-term well-being, this is probably one of the most important decisions that's going to affect the city over time.
Well, you know, and I'll try to sum it up as brief as I can because it's been really convoluted and bad information has been put out. What we're looking at, or what we looked at last night, was simply the confidentiality agreement in the contract. Now, Texas Tech has a contract with LP&L for power. It had a confidentiality agreement. It was signed in 2004. when LPNL had fierce competition, and Texas Tech is the largest user of electricity in the city of Lubbock. So everybody wanted that account. It was fiercely competed for. LPNL won the competition. They got the account. In the documents, there was a confidentiality clause. This year, the Tech wanted to add the advertising as an addendum to the contract, which would mean the advertising agreement wouldn't be renewed every year. It'd be automatically renewed for 6 years. People had issues with that, including myself. We started talking about it. The agreement itself is set to expire July 1st, but it's got a 180-day clause on expiration for parties to notify each other. So where we're at now, no action between now and January 1st. That agreement will automatically renew.
For 6 years?
For 5 years.
For 5 years, okay.
For 5 years, and that does not include the advertising. And that's the thing I think we need to make very clear. It's just the agreement for LPNL to sell Tech power.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
So the advertising part is completely separate
Correct.
From that.
It is now, yes.
Okay, now, what about the tickets and all the stuff for the football games?
That's a part of the advertising contract that has nothing to do with this PPA. Now, the advertising contract is expiring. I do not think it will be renewed. We're looking at some other options right now to try to figure out a way that the city of Lubbock can partner with Tech on some things that would be good for Lubbock and Tech. The problem that a lot of us have with the advertising agreement is there's no return on investment for the city of Lubbock, because there's no reason for the city of Lubbock or our electric company to advertise, since we're now the only game in town. So we're trying to come up with something to where we can still work with Tech, partner with Tech, and do something that's good for the community and good for Texas Tech, but the advertising agreement is not it.
What is an idea to use that money?
One of the ideas is to partner with Tech and try to help in recruiting some of the best and brightest students across the state, and helping Tech with recruiting new kids to Texas Tech. And the thought process is there, each Tech kid spends an average of $20,000 a year in the city of Lubbock, and we get tax revenues off that. So if we can come to agreement, and I think we will, everybody wants this done, I think it'll be good. The part that we voted on last night and what the EUB is voting on today is simply to mutually agree with Tech. We're going to waive the confidentiality in that agreement because we don't need
it
anymore.
In other words, it's public record.
Exactly. So we're going to open it up for the public to see it.
All of the people that think that we're missing something or something is being hidden from us,
right,
will be able to get their nose in the paperwork. Right now at 7:42, we'll have more coming up with Mayor Glenn Robertson. News Talk 790, 747. Don't forget you can sign up for Christmas Cash at Ferguson, 6002 42nd Street. Here's how you get there. Gander Mountain is on the West Loop Access Road. You go south of Gander Mountain, and you go south of Family Power Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Take a right on 43rd Street. You hit your first stop sign, take a right. You'll see the big building there.
Yeah.
It has Ferguson on the front of it.
It's not hard to find.
You walk in and you sign up. It's that easy. And you can be the winner of $2,000 in store credit. We're going to draw for that on Monday. Today and tomorrow, your last chance. They're open all day tomorrow until 5. Open all day today till 5. So do it. Ferguson, kiss Christmas Cash from Collins and Matt, KFYO, and Ferguson. Appreciate that. All right, now we're going to revert back to the mayor.
The dull and boring mayor.
I didn't say that.
But, you know, I'm all right with it.
Nor did I. I just said we had some very interesting guests coming up.
Yes.
Not to sully you as being not interesting.
You know, another thing that happened last night, talk about the Timothy Cole Memorial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had voted months ago to commission the statue, have it set there at 19th and University. The sculptist, and two of the artists that are helping him with it, including the guy that runs the foundry, and the gentleman, an attorney here in town, Kevin Glashine, that actually wrote the cost of this entire project, showed up last night and gave us a presentation, just a brief video of where they're at on the statue, some of the process, some of the thought process, and why it was done, how it's done. And it was very interesting. They're making great progress on that, and I don't know when the anticipated installation of that statue will be, but you know, this is one of those things that's great when you have a citizen in the industry, a lawyer in Lubbock, part of the judicial system that actually did Mr. Cole wrong, is the one that stepped up and out of his personal pocket said, "Hey, I'll pay for the entire thing." So,
yeah.
I thought it was appropriate. Councilman Klein has worked on this deal, and he deserves all the credit for making sure that this happened. He never let go of it and saw it through to the end, so kudos to Councilman Klein.
Yeah. I did have a conversation with him when I visited with him the other day, last week, and he said, "Hey, man, you know, I got to take you over there to this warehouse and show you at the foundry and show you the statue." He says it's magnificent. I mean, it's not done yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's supposedly.
It's looking really nice.
Really big deal.
Very
so
nice. I'm
looking forward to going and checking it out.
His mother didn't live to see it.
Yeah.
His mother just passed away a few months
ago.
A
couple of months ago. Yeah. And, you know.
Not Congressman Klein's
right.
mother, but Timothy Coles.
Oh,
yeah.
She just gave him a promotion.
Yeah. Wow.
She said not Congressman Klein.
Oh, did I
Klein.
Say Congressman? Councilman, sorry.
Freudian and slips.
I know. It's Friday.
It is Friday. But, you know, his mother, and I want to say something briefly about his mother. This lady exhibited nothing but class every time she spoke to city council. Mm-hmm. Now, you think about it. If your son had been wrongly convicted as a very young man, as a veteran, as a tech student, and died in prison, and proven to be wrongly imprisoned,
I would be pissed.
Well, yeah, and I
don't know if I could forgive people. I mean,
it'd be virtually impossible. And yet, every time this lady came and spoke to the council, it was never, you know, "Y'all did this to me. Y'all took my son away." The combination of the city and the county and judicial system. Never. It was her wish and her goal was that her son be remembered, and it was never about revenge. And you know, that's just pure class, and we don't get to see that very often in this world.
You know, I think that's kind of generational.
I agree.
When I say that, I, you know, my mom does the way my mom does things and my dad did things. You know, they just let their actions do the talking.
I don't know if it's generational as much as maybe just listening to a higher power.
Well, and I think a lot of it's maturity. You know, I think as we get older, some of us, maybe with me being one of the exceptions, that we soften and, you know, we look at life a little differently and all of a sudden start realizing that, you know, a lot of things that we valued as a younger adult have changed. Because I do think as we grow older, our values change. And then I just think there are some people that are pure class. And I think Timothy Cole's mother was
one
of those.
Well, I got to agree with you, though, Laura, because, you know, a lot of times my daughter, you know, she'll have to jack me up. sometimes my son, you know, I'll sit there and I'll try and, because he's got some stuff going on in his life. I'm like, "Hey, you know what?" He's like, "Dad, just relax." He goes, "I got it." You know, he goes, "Everything's cool." You know, I'm like going, "Well, you know, you're being the bigger man." He says, "Well, you know, it seems like I do that a lot lately." But he does.
Well, that's class.
Keeps on keeping on. Well, yeah, I've been outclassed. 7:52, good morning. Good morning, it is 7:57 with Tom and Laura Collins and Mac. Welcome to the weekend. We are visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson after city council. Yes, Delbert McDougal is going to remain the master developer, and that's paper performance with the TIF program.
Correct.
We were talking about that. Also, citizens' comments. Citizens can still make comments.
Yes.
We've just eliminated the walk up to the mic and be a rock star on Channel 2.
You have to go through the proper channels and sign up.
Well, the proper channel would be Channel 2
as well.
That
part.
I'm going to tell you, the good news is this year is almost over with.
Yeah.
And we can have hope that next year's meds will
fresh
kick
start.
In.
Fresh start. Yeah.
That's a whole new year with a deductible. Okay, the power agreement, nothing has been signed. The only thing we've signed off on so far is the confidentiality Correct. Agreement mm-hmm. is out the window. In other words, people are going to be able to see the agreement. It'll be public record. Yeah,
we're going to open it up, let the public see it. There's been some accusations that people are trying to hide something. Everybody, Texas Tech, City of Lubbock, our utility board, our staff, everybody says, you know what, let's open it up. There's no reason not to now. We want to be as transparent as we can.
Okay. Last night you were telling us off mic, and we need to give you the opportunity to recognize these kids from Lubbock High because they came out and provided some, not just entertainment, but just exhibited excellence.
Okay, so. Yeah, they did. Councilman Hernandez made arrangements with the director from Lubbock High's orchestra.
That's Alejo Sanaya.
Yes, thank you for pronouncing his name. They came out and he brought, they had 15, 16 students, their ensemble orchestra, and they did three Christmas songs. And it was phenomenal. And the point I want to make is how proud and honored I am to be the mayor of a community where it's still all right to put high school students up there playing Christmas songs, and that I can sit here as mayor and wish them a Merry Christmas, you a Merry Christmas, and all the listeners out there. It's all right to say that in Lubbock. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thanks, Absolutely. Mayor. Thanks for being
Thank
with us.
You.
Appreciate that. Have a good Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks.